Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the church celebrates the commemoration of one of the very, very important saints of the church, Saint Athanasius the Apostolic. Saint Athanasius, who defended the faith, and because of him and his theology and his thoughts and his spirit, all Christianity till now is still believing that Christ is the Son of God. Saint Athanasius, the one who, during the Council of Nicaea, put together the creed, the Nicaean Creed or the Athanasian Creed. That's why the church commemorates today the story that we just heard in the Synaxarium about how the Lord saved him against all the plots and against the will of evil to destroy the good. Something that we should be very, very proud of, especially us as Coptic Orthodox Church of Alexandria, that Athanasius is, as we just read, the patriarch, the 20th patriarch of the Church of Alexandria, and how is that really affecting and keeping the faith till now in all Christianity. If you look at all the denomination, all Christians, they all have one thing in common, which is the creed. And the faith that Saint Athanasius kept fighting, that the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is God in flesh. Among all the theology and all the writings of St. Athanasius, one of the very, very simple things that he was talking about is actually what went wrong. What went wrong with humanity? What went wrong with Adam and Eve? And I'm going to read a very simple thing, and then based on that, I'm just going to talk about 3 points real quick. Athanasius says, when human minds strayed from God and human thoughts and reasonings began their descent, they first ascribed the honor of divinity to the heaven and the sun, moon, and stars. Advancing yet further in evil, they praised as gods the elements and the principles of the constitutions of bodies. What is he saying here? Again, when human minds strayed from God. So what is the problem? Simply, human minds strayed from God. He talks about Adam and Eve as they were contemplating all the time upon God and communing and communicating with God. And then he talks about that when they start to contemplate upon their own selves, their own need, they were very vulnerable and then they fell. So as simple as it can be, again, when human minds strayed from God. And I think this is the problem that we have now. Problem from the time of Adam and Eve, problem that Athanasius realized and put it in his writing and his theology, and till now, this is our own problems, when the human mind strayed from God. And it's very easy to do that, especially nowadays with all what's happening between politics, between health, between war, between this, between needs, between anxiety, between everything. Your mind, our mind is all over the place. And come back again to Athanasius, when human minds strayed from God. He continues, sin, however, is a movement in the opposite direction in which the mind orients itself towards the body. The mind orients itself towards the body. All what I want, all the mind is thinking of is what? Is the body. Again, when human mind strayed from God. So what is the solution? The solution is basically what Athanasius said, that God became man, took that body that is suffering, that body that is struggling, that body that is corrupted, and said, okay, the only way is you want to think about something, and as he said, you're making the stars and the heaven and your own self, you're making all those things gods, I will come to you and show you who God is in the flesh in order to restore and elevate humanity again. In order that the mind of man and of human is not gone straight from God. So it seems like it's all a battle of the mind. That's why I'm going to talk about three things very, very briefly. Meet your thoughts with awareness. Meet your thoughts with stillness. Meet your thoughts with awareness and meet your thoughts with stability. Stillness. Awareness and stability. What do I mean by that? Again, everything that we are struggling with, it all starts here, with a thought, right? Anything, whatever, an anxiety, fear, hatred, anger, lust, whatever. It's all a thought, simple thought that comes. How can we deal with that? Again, this is what Athanasius is saying. When human mind strayed from God. Instead of contemplating about God, start to contemplate about many things. And that's when the fall happened. So how can we deal with that? Very practical 3 points. We're always being attacked by thoughts. Always, right? Every single minute. Every single second, maybe. All kinds of thoughts. Number one, meet thoughts with stillness. What do I mean by that? Stillness means meet it with stillness, with silence, versus with feeding on the thought itself. The thought comes to me, somebody yesterday told me or said to me whatever, right? So I take that thought, and normally what do? With it? I build on it, right? One of the books said, actually, I make a video from the thought, and I keep watching the video over and over again, right? And I keep actually feeling bad for myself, and I keep like building myself up, like, how could this happen to me, right? Just a simple thought. Instead, meet it with silence. Okay, you're there, just stay there. How can I meet it with silence? By changing and directing the focal point to himself, to God, just by a simple prayer, by a Jesus prayer, by a simple verse that I learned. Sometimes we try to pray for the thought, and then we find ourselves entangled more and more about the thought. So don't do that, right? Okay, God, please help me to fight this, because that person, then all of a sudden, I'm all over the place. No, just fight the thought with a very simple silence based on a strong, solid prayer. Let it be just the Jesus prayer, for example. Meet the thought with silence instead of commenting and making a video out of the thought. And this is number one. Number two is meet it with awareness. That's what the scripture is always telling us. Be watchful. Be aware. What is that thought that is coming to you? Where is this taking you? Ask yourself. I know sometimes all this happens in fractions of a second or a minute. We don't really do that. But we need to train ourselves. When something that is actually bothering me, like, where is that thought coming from? What's behind it? What's the reason? Is it real or not? Where is this going to lead me to? And it's a matter of practicing that. St. Peter said in his first epistle, chapter 5, that be sober-minded, watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Be sober, be watchful. Don't just go on and submit to any thought that will come to you. No. Again, remember Athanasius said, when human mind went astray. So be watchful. Don't take any thought and just, okay, live with it. And, يعني, عيش حياتك معي ونقول بالعربي. Live, just, يعني, enjoy it. Don't. Be watchful. Where is this thought going? How is that going to affect it in you? What is the basis of that thought? Is it real or not? So number one, meet it with silence. Number two, meet it with awareness. Number three, meet it with stability. What do I mean with stability? In order to understand that, Psalm 125 says, do not be shaken, because Psalm 25 says, those who have trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, cannot be moved. One of the things I was reading is, like, we are like a mountain, and all what's surrounding us is the weather. Bad weather, good weather, storm, snow, rain, sun, cloud. The mountain is what? Still there. Not shaken. Meet it with stability. Don't be fragile. How can I do that? Again, by focusing, by changing the focus again to one thing. Instead of going and submitting and suffering, change it again to the one person, the one constant in the whole world, in the whole universe, that will give us that stability, which is what? Christ himself. This is, again, what Athanasius said. Because when the human mind went astray, then all of us, what we're suffering now because of that, instead of communing and communicating and contemplating upon God, we start to contemplate upon ourselves and our needs and our everything. And then we are very, very fragile. We went astray. So something practical to think about. Maybe during the liturgy now, just think about that. You're going to be attacked by 2 million thoughts during just the next 45 minutes. How can I bring the thought back again to him who is on the table? How can I bring the thought again to him that I will meet, that I will unite with? It's reality. We're not just pretending things. You'll get hundreds of thoughts. Just how can I figure this out? How can I, okay, with silence, with awareness, with stability. How can I do this? By simply reciting a solid, short prayer all the time. Be aware, instead of submitting and letting go and surrendering to the thought, no. Don't make it a movie, right? Be aware of where is that going, and be stable by fixing and shifting the thought mind into the Jesus prayer, for example, or a verse, or a hymn, or a song, or something that really connects you. Or even, that's why our beautiful Orthodox Church, when we are inside the church, we have everything that is helping you to do what? To focus, right? You smell, you see, you look at the icons, just contemplate about one of the icons every time. Icons from the Bible, from the scriptures. Be active. Don't just submit to the thoughts so we don't come back again and repeat what Athanasius said, that when human minds strayed from God and human thoughts and reasoning began their descent, they first ascribed the honor of divinity to the heaven and the sun, moon and stars, advancing yet further in evil, they praised as gods the elements and the principle of the constitutions of the body. Let's keep our mind on him, not on ourselves, not on everything else. To him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.